First reading today in the choosing of David by Samuel, well, the choosing of David as king by God, confirmed and anointed by Samuel, we see this proverbial phrase, that God sees the heart. And that the way that God sees is not always the way that man sees things. God knew David's heart, and because of this, David was chosen. It's funny because I was thinking, I only read the beginning of the gospel in preparation, and I thought that it was the version, must be in like Matthew or Luke, in which the same context where Jesus says to the Pharisees that they would not have condemned these men, that to in some way see their heart, to know their heart in what they were doing. It simply brings out the point, my brothers and sisters, of entering in to our redemption, entering in to becoming a new creation in God, means entering in and seeing things as God sees them. One of those ways is the gift of prophecy, the prophetic gift, which Paul makes every effort to articulate and to describe in his letters. Speaking about the gift of prophecy, he takes the occasion when he sets up a situation of someone who is not of the assembly, someone who is not a believer, coming into the assembly of believers and saying, you know, if they're all speaking in tongues, the unincorporated person will think that the church is crazy. But if all are speaking in the gift of prophecy, they will speak into this one who enters in, he will speak the mysteries of his heart before God. And because of that, the one will fall to his knees and clearly say, God is in this place. How important it is, my brothers and sisters, that we work in the gifts of the Spirit that have been given to us by our baptism and in our confirmation. The gift of prophecy has been given to the church to know the hearts and the minds of others, the way that God sees them. If I was to say to someone on the street, would you love to see into the hearts of other people, to see the truth that is there, so that way you would know whether or not the person is honest or not, or dishonest, or they're trying to scam you, or this and that. Would you like to be able to see into people's hearts? I mean, 98% of the people, I'm sure, would raise their hand and say, yes, twice today and three times tomorrow, I would like to be able to see into the hearts of others. And yet it is the gift that God gives to his church. The gift of the Holy Spirit being poured into the church so that the church might be able to discern the hearts of all, that might be able to see as God sees and not as human beings see. That's a wonderful thing, don't you think? Since our vision as human beings is so limited, and often it is caught up in the experiences of our life in which we judge the outside appearance only. To my brothers and sisters, be encouraged to be able to see into the heart of matters, to see into the heart of each other, to see into the heart of the stranger. It's the gift of prophecy that has been given to the church, that she might walk in wisdom in the midst of the world. It is a gift for you and a gift for me. Amen.